Act 4, To New Beginnings.
Look at the setting and how that motivates the character to act the way they do. Look at their relationship with other characters. What can you infer, and what do these relationships tell you about the character themselves?
Okay, so we're discussing Cordelia and Edgar. So for Edgar, in the beginning, how was he?
Edgar, it was talking about how hurt. He was under like character, and he was hiding, and
in disguise,
and it represented him as like being undisguised under Christ.
So he was. Even though he was away from his father, he was still trying to find ways to help him.
Oh.
That hurts.
So he was hiding his identity just so he could be able to, like, fulfill that, the goal of trying to help his dad, like, even though his father pushed him away.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else? What about Cordelia?
Cordelia in the scene is seen like
as the savior,
and they look at her as a Christ. How they interpret her as being this kind and generous, humble person,
just like Christ.
Like this God figure.
Before he,
because
she's
mm-hmm. seen as portrayed as a savior.
Mm-hmm.
Because she restores. Lear.
She restores Lear to himself, and she
back to sanity.
Symbolizes his forgiveness by kissing him on the forehead and saying how she forgives him and tries to get him back to himself.
So they both forgave their fathers at the end.
Yeah. So like Cordelia.
When Cordelia kneels down to her father, even though she was seen as Christ, it shows how she was. Trying to help him go back to his normal self.
How she's humble about it. That even though he's inferior to her, because she's a queen.
Both characters are very similar because
right.
They both. They were both always the honest ones from the very beginning.
She's a queen.
So.
They were both the ones that people attacked, and they didn't believe.
Yeah. And
when Gloucester attacked Edgar for. Supposedly betraying him, and how King Lear attacked Cordelia for when she was always loyal to him. From the beginning, they were both attacked, and they were both forgiving their fathers, hopefully trying to get them back to themselves and see the clear pathway to what they did wrong.
And also, both of them have like this redemption theme in their stories because Edgar has the theme of he needs to be redeemed by his father, and then Cordelia has the theme of redeeming and forgiving her father. So they both like tie into each other in that sense that they're both like redeeming or figures that want to be redeemed in the story.
Okay, next question. Look at the setting and how that motivates the characters to act the way they do.
I wrote them.
Yeah. You do it then?
Which
that was the
resolution.
Oh.
Okay. So let's just talk about the setting. Where was the setting located?
So in the beginning, it started off
outside?
At the storm. Like there was a storm.
It was still part of the storm.
And they were in England?
It was outside. It was still part
of
the storm.
Oh, so.
They're leaning towards Dover.
Wait, are they in Dover at the end of the act? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think like the perfect. Like example of this redemption thing is, I don't know if you guys are aware of where Dover is in France, but the cliffs of Dover are these really white, like pristine white cliffs with green tops. And so I think it's really interesting how at the beginning we started off in this storm and this chaos, and it represents the minds of a lot of the characters in the story, but then we end up in the white cliffs of Dover, white being a redemption, the color of redemption,
purity.
The color of purity.
Mm-hmm.
And
life.
So they're clear of mind, they're clear of soul, and so they that's how their arc is somewhat completed, you know, they have their redemption and everything.
My heart is beating so
fast. Okay. So look at the relationships with the other characters. What can you infer about the relationships? What do these relationships tell you about
the characters
themselves?
Well, like we said, Edgar and Cordelia are alike. They're both seen as Christ and Jesus, and how they're helping their fathers come back to see who they really are and see their wrongdoing and what they did.
So the relationship with their father symbolizes...
What was the question?
Their honesty. Like, how do the relationships...
tell you about their character themselves?
Relationships with other characters tell you about them.
Well, I think that a great thing about, like, the whole story is how bad the other people are. So, like, they act as direct opposites of, like, the... like, the Edgar, his brother's spoiled. Edmund. He's an exact opposite. Edmund betrayed his father. He did all this stuff. And then Edgar's...
and Cordelia and Reagan.
Yeah, Cordelia is the opposite. The exact opposite of Reagan. And,
like Brutus. Brutus either.
Yeah.
Also,
no. No.
Also, Cordelia, when she was with Kent. And how... oh, yeah.
Something
told him, change your clothes. Meaning, like...
he betrayed him.
Like, you don't have to be how you used to be with King. Like, when he was all... like, what is
scary?
When
he was blinded,
yeah,
not the truth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I guess, sorry. Even the relationships or like the different personalities of the siblings, show how even like the King and Gloucester, they were kind of similar in personality because they both had a lot of pride and they didn't see their flaws. And that kind of portrayed into the kids and the way they acted, you know. So the kids also symbolize both parts of the personalities of King Lear and Gloucester. So there's both good and bad in King Lear, but, you know, the daughters showcase more of his bad side, especially that because two of them turn out to be, like, evil versus one. So.
Mm-hmm. And last question. Last question. As the text progresses, you should also discuss the character growth or lack of. How are they changing and why? What is that doing the overall text?
Oh, to the overall text? More like how we said before, King Lear has changed completely.
Or is that what King Lear?
We're talking about King Lear.
Wow, whoa, Edgar. There.
And Edgar.
Edgar.
New beginnings.
So I feel like Edgar was more naive in the beginning because he actually believed his brother when he was telling him, like, all these lies, like, oh, like, father's mad at you. And then now,
well,
like...
because he was a noble man, he wouldn't think of a liar.
Which made him naive. Mm-hmm. But at the end, like, he turned out changing. Like, he's like, now I have to watch out. With the people surrounding.
Became more open-minded.
Yes.
And about situations. So he sees different perspectives now.
Yes. And I guess he also represents how having trust on the wrong person can also cause, like, a downfall or create chaos.
Did he end up changing his clothes or no?
No, he didn't.
No,
he never. We haven't gotten to that part. He's still undercover, kind of. He hasn't told his father that he's him. I think that it's, like, noble
his,
him.
His
how
dad knows, though, that he didn't...
No, he doesn't know yet. But he says he's similar
to
him.
He knows that
it
Edgar's
him
the
him.
Good,
yeah.
The good, but he doesn't know that Edgar's in this... Okay.
Okay. Cordelia has always been loyal since the beginning.
Yeah.
He just never saw it until something bad happened. So basically something bad had to happen in order for them to realize that she was always...
Well, for both of them, like for Gloucester and King Lear, something had to happen bad to both of them in order to see
realize.
Realize that their kids were right the whole time and they should have, like, believed them and not been so bad to them from the beginning.
So how does that showcase a worldview?
So in the beginning, they both wanted forgiveness, like, to be forgiven. And then at the end, they ended up forgiving
others.
So even though they knew, like, that they had done nothing wrong, like, they still wanted forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. And overall shows how especially during that time
love
period,
is stronger than their hate and ambition.
Especially during that time period when it was all about status, people would overlook actual virtues and would ignore all of that and go for, like, what was fake and what was in the exterior. And we can see that through, like, the clothes throughout the scenes, how the clothes represent, you know.
The outside figure and how they're hiding their inside.
Yes.
So how
fake a theme. Identity.
What is the theme of, like, of this
the
act?
Overall message.
I think it means the theme, but I think
forgiveness.
The theme is mostly like forgiveness and how Cordelia and Edgar are seen as the Christ and Jesus of the
Savior,
story,
salvation,
and how they saved their fathers to see the real life world and how they needed to see.
So in real life, this happens as, like, you know how they say that bad things always happen to good people. So I guess it was kind of like implemented
because it always comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
like,
what else were you gonna say?
All right. Well, that would be it. Two new beginnings.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.